I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew. I'm in my dressing room. It's a Below Deck night, and we've got Below Deck fan Jane Krakowski from Kimmy Schmidt on with Brooke from Below Deck. Fun fact, Brooke was a crew member on a couple boat trips I was on. How weird is that? I wonder what kind of a guest I was. I guess I'll be finding out in about 5 minutes. Enjoy the show.
She wears her hair in sort of a bob way, and she's getting close with the deckhand from Zimbabwe. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jane Krakowski and Brooke from Below Deck Mad now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a second stew and a woman whose Below Deck fandom is second to none. This season on Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt, she plays a clone version of herself because, as I say, the only thing better than one Jane is two Janes and sometimes some Mary Jane, but I digress. Please welcome back Jane Krakowski. Tonight she threw a birthday barbecue for Hannah, but was more interested in enjoying Joao's smoking hot meats. Here to break it all down from Below Deck Mad, it's Brooke Lawton. Great to see you. And I got to tell you something. Behind the bar, she is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter. Her new single is called I'll Be There. It's so catchy. I said, I'll be having her here. I was in Fire Island last week. I heard Jess Glynn all week singing from everywhere. How are you, Jess?
Great to see you.
I also love, is that kind of a little fanny pack?
This is, yeah. This is where I'm collecting my tips.
Oh, good. That's where your tips come in. I love it. Let's get started. We want to welcome Colin is here from the Towers. Great to see you, man.
You too.
How are you enjoying being on the show?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Loving it a lot. Yep.
Okay. I think Brooke is a little shell-shocked from the experience. Brooke, you and I met when you were on the crew of a boat that I was a guest on.
Yes.
How many times would you say I was a guest when you were on the boat?
I think probably about 5 times.
And was I a good guest?
Yeah.
Was because I'm watching these guests on Below Deck and they are vile.
You were a pleasure.
I was a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure, yeah.
Was I ever inappropriate with anyone on the male deck crew?
I think you've had a few of them on Instagram.
Yes, that is true. Yes, I do. I like to follow them on Instagram, yes. On tonight's episode, the charter guests came down to the galley asking for their food. Was that Hannah's fault? What is the protocol when not everyone is sitting down for dinner? Do you have to wait for everyone?
I mean, you should wait for everybody to sit down, but when it's getting, you know, beyond a joke where it's 40 minutes and the primaries are the people you want to please the most, so
right.
I think it's probably you should ask them how they want to play it.
Right.
Yeah.
Tonight there was a lot of hanky-panky. There was the whole time there was a lot of hanky-panky between Hannah and Conrad.
So good.
And our beloved Captain Sandy finally put her foot down tonight. Take a look.
Excuse me, Sandy?
Yeah.
Did you want any food?
Actually, if you can bring it in here.
Can you go get it?
I'll eat it.
Yeah. Change your mind.
About what?
To bring food in.
Conrad, Sandy.
What are you doing to service like this?
I mean,
just... Sorry, do you want all four? Or do you just want...
Okay, you can go to the bird. Just show me where it is. Because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten. Is it not here?
What the...
If I send you to go check out my food, you go check out my food and you come right back to the bridge.
Ooh, yeah. She's not playing at this. She's getting pissed. Jane, your hairstyles this season on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
Were inspired by Dorit, you told me on the radio last week. I love it.
Dorit may not be happy with that as the representation.
I know.
Her Instagram page heavily influenced my look.
That's amazing.
Yes, was inspired by. Because I was absolutely captivated by how her hair changed and how she stepped up the game. And in every episode, she had four hairdos.
Yes.
It was like, it's hard to keep up with that, really.
Totally. By the way, folks, make sure you turn in Thursday because we are making it Dwayne with Dwayne Johnson. Time 11:15 with Dwayne Johnson making his Clubhouse debut. Jane and Brooke came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, the last time Jane visited the Clubhouse, her enthusiasm for Below Deck Med was so moving, even Captain Sandy herself was impressed. So Jane, here's what, with the blessing of Big Captain S, tonight you'll be steering the ship and helping right all the wrongs the crew has made thus far. Okay, so if you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with Casey lying on her resume?
Oh, Casey. Silver service?
Yes.
I think plastic service.
Yes. If you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with Hannah setting off the fire alarm with sparklers?
Well, okay, well, we learned it was a story about pirates.
Yes.
It seems suddenly justified.
Yes. If you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with the guest giving you a vibrator as a present?
I would say, thank you.
If you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with the chief stew and a bosun sleeping in the same bunk?
If it was me versus the captain,
yeah.
I would close my door and put on some music and say, go, kids.
Go for it. If you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with the charter guest giving a horrible tip even though they had an amazing time?
That was tough.
Yeah.
But I think it's very interesting because I've been studying sort of the, not studying, sounds like I'm graduating at Bravo University.
Right.
But I've been studying the WAD is very interesting because sometimes the highest numbers don't equal the size of the WAD.
Right, it's true. If you were Sandy, how would you have dealt with Adam not wanting to cook guest meals that are not on the menu? Isn't his job to cater to their every need?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
And he could come and cater to every one of my needs as well.
Thank you very much, Captain Jane. Oh, my gosh. So, second, as a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic, the Talisman's second stewardess was eager to set sail on a boatman's, but never imagined she would find herself lost alongside Casey and Chihuahua in the Brooke-Muda love triangle. Take a look.
I haven't had sex in 8 years.
You're joking. Why?
I'm good. We discussed the fact that we had chemistry and then you blatantly didn't remember it.
No, I still felt it.
I just want to know where you stand,
Me.
Where I stand.
You're confusing the f*** out of both of us. You know I think you're cute.
Please show me a plane ticket.
To Zimbabwe.
Michael.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I blatantly the chemistry. Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Is that kiss a surprise to you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
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 Were you surprised by anything that you saw
on the, I mean, obviously what was going on with Joao, it was obvious to you the whole time, but were you surprised by anything that aired on the show after you saw it?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So from what I saw was just very like minimal flirting and looks and things, but the whole dialogue behind it, I was like, whoa.
Right.
Like, you know, it's a lot. So.
Well, here's what, with all her focus on Joao, did Brooke even hear another suitor calling her name? Watch.
Brooke's a sweetheart. I know, I do have a little crush on her, you know, guilty.
Oh, look at us, boo.
Yeah, but then Brooke,
I never said that.
I can't see it on your face, I'm f***ing blushing.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
So how long have you had the seal?
I don't have feels.
You consistently get red when I ask you about it.
I definitely think Brooke and I have a good connection, but I'm the worst at reading girls. I make her smile a lot, which is awesome, but I don't know if I'm friend-zoned or not.
Wow. I don't want to ruin anything. I want to see how this develops, but so you were surprised by this.
Yeah, I was. I think a few people said things like towards the end of the season, but yeah, it was a surprise.
Wow. It was a little late. It was a little late in the season.
You were too late, yeah. Yes, Colin.
I should have creeped on her more. Over-creeped more than Joao did.
Yes, you should have. I agree.
It's hard to out-creep Joao, though.
Yes. Finally, after a season on the high seas in close quarters, it's probably safe to say that Brooke got to know her crew members very well. For example, Hannah hates Crocs, and Casey doesn't know what coffee is. So here's what. It's time for another round of Deckheads. Jane, this time you're going to be chiming in, too.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you both questions. You pick your answers between Sandy, Adam, Brooke herself, Colin, Conrad, Hannah, Jamie, Joao, and Casey. Jane, who do you think has the best beach bod of that group?
Oh, I think, oddly, it's Casey because that was her resume photo.
Right. Who was the laziest throughout the charter season, Brooke?
Laziest?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hannah. I love it. Oh my God, I love it. Jane, who do you think Captain Sandy dislikes the most?
This season?
Yeah.
I think she picks on Hannah the most.
Brooke, who got the most ass during the season, Brooke?
Ass?
Yes.
Ass. I would probably say Joao, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jane, which deckhand would you flirt with if you were a charter guest?
Adam.
You're into Adam.
Hello. So were you for
it's really yes. 5 minutes.
Yes. He's so handsome.
Yeah, he is.
He's got great, beautiful green eyes.
Yeah.
He does live in a van.
Yes, he broke that news to us.
Yes, yes. Brooke, who do you think talks back to Captain Sandy the most?
Hannah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. And by the way, you just shot the... Because there's a second final season coming, or
yes.
There's like a second part of this season that is the final season.
Correct.
Coming to Netflix in the future, and you just shot the actual end of Kimmy
series.
Schmidt.
Yeah.
And what can you tell us?
I think they ended it quite beautifully for all the characters. It's interesting because when you're on a show like this, you know, you go in day in, day out. We film 15-hour days. They're like, you know, you have your daily complaints and things like that. And I always knew it was an awesome job. But suddenly when we were at the final read-through of the final script, I cared so much for these characters. I didn't even know how deeply I cared for them. So I really wanted it to be handled beautifully.
Yeah.
We don't read them prior to the read-through. The first time we know it's going to happen to our characters is at a table, and they're literally still hot from the...
I remember you were saying you just hoped that Kimmy would be getting
a
break in the
finale. I just wanted Kimmy to have a good, happy
ending,
because she's had a rough time.
Yeah. On next week's Below Deck Med, Hannah and Casey start talking behind Brooke's back, except they're about 12 inches away from her face. Here's a sneak peek.
I think that
we're great grandparents.
I'm really trying
at the end of the day. Oh, there you go. That's the issue.
Yeah, they're like, all right, you want to hang out with them?
Yeah, so I'll middle name change.
Well, that's
not fair.
Dad as well. Dad as well.
No, no, if you're going to talk about it.
Are you like the third? Are you like the second? The third?
No, I'm like the
second. Okay, so we're not allowed to talk about the situation that's happening about eyes. I'm just worried about it.
It really hurts my feelings because it's making me question, do we really have a nice friendship? I think if I didn't like Conrad,
I would keep my opinions to myself and be there waiting in the wings if it all goes to
Brooke, you know, I met you 5 times on a friend's boat, mm-hmm. and so now you're on this show. You've been a crew for this is your profession.
Yeah.
Is it as dramatic on other boats as it was in this situation?
Absolutely, definitely.
It is.
I've seen way worse as well.
Really?
I've thought so many times Below Deck should be here for this.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes
which sense. Boat? Let's get the comments yeah. on that one.
We'll talk about it later. Let's go to Annie from New Hampshire. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my question. I just want to say that I was a fan of everybody.
Thank you.
So, also, I want to give a quick shout out to my son who's celebrating his 18th birthday today. So, and I have a quick question for Jane.
Okay.
I heard that there's a rumor with Kimmy Schmidt, now that you've wrapped it up, that there's a movie. How is that really going to happen or not?
Well, it is a rumor at this point. You know, all of our agents haven't really been called, but I think it's a little bit more than a rumor. I think it is in the works from what we hear, but as I say, no contracts have been figured out or dealt with yet. But I think that would be wonderful because the ending was so beautiful the way they ended it, but it definitely left the door open for our stories to continue. And I think it would be a lovely reunion for all of us. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed.
Wow. Rita M. said, Brooke, I saw that you visited Zimbabwe at the end of last year on your Instagram. Did that have anything to do with your wow?
Maybe.
Wow. Really?
It's our friends in the area, if you want to get
your friends in the area. Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's game time, everybody. And Jane is absolutely unbreakable, which is more than we could say for anything involving Joao and stemware. Okay. So in honor of that, let's play Unbreakable Boat. I'm going to ask Jane Below Deck Med trivia questions. Brooke will reveal the answer for each answer. She gets incorrect. I will smash a breakaway bottle over Colin's head.
Yeah.
Come here, Colin. Who's this hat for? Maybe me. Okay, so the first question is, name the one sexual item that Casey is allergic to.
Oh, Casey is allergic to condoms.
Yes! Sorry, I should have had Brooke reveal that. Right, true or false, Casey claimed she hadn't had sex in 3 years.
More than that.
False. 8 years.
Yes, 8 years. Okay. What is Captain Sandy's number one rule on a boat for her crew? No sex in the bunks or no drinking on the boat?
I'm going to answer it wrong because I really want you to hit him over the head with a thing. So no sex in the cabins.
You got it wrong, right? Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. True or false, Casey lied on her resume and said she knew how to do gold service.
That is false.
That is false, right? Yes, it's silver service. Do you know how to do silver service?
Of course I do. I'm a professional.
You know how to do everything. You are a professional.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
She's amazing. What specific food did Chef Adam put in a guest dish last season, even though it was on their preference sheet?
Onion.
Yes. Captain Sandy was once chased by what while chartering a boat in the Red Sea?
Dang it. Pirate.
Well, Casey got a round of applause. asked during a tip meeting, how big of a tip is the crew celebrating?
Oh, wait, so the
while
crew
Casey got a round of applause during the tip meeting, how big of a tip was the crew celebrating?
I think it was like $21,000.
It was! Yes! I just cannot believe how much I heard your music last week.
Like, well, like everywhere.
Everywhere.
Where were you?
I was on Fire Island, which is like a gay mecca.
Right, okay.
Yes. Let's go to Allison from Alabama. Hey, Allison, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you, and thanks for picking up where Dick Clark left off.
Oh,
my
thanks.
Question is for Brooke. Brooke, do you think Captain Sandy is being too harsh on Conrad and Hannah because their relationship is so public on the boat?
Yeah, I definitely think that she needs to relax a bit with that because obviously there's a lot of other stuff that she's not really focusing on and it's a bit unfair and I think there's more reason to why she's being that way. It's not just set, you know, as it is, you're the chief stew, you're the bosun. I think there's more underlying personality issues maybe.
Right.
So I can see that and I think it needs to be fair. You know, obviously I have the thing with Joao and there's a lot more that she could pick up on and she's not, so.
Interesting. Yeah. It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to Selena Gomez, who, while news of her ex Justin Bieber's engagement to Hailey Baldwin was breaking, was seen on a boat looking happy and carefree as can be. Tonight's shackle goes to the news that yesterday, after Prince Louis's christening, the guests feasted on slices of William and Kate's 7-year-old wedding cake. I just heard about the cake thing. I saw the pictures yesterday, but I just heard about the cake thing. I have a feeling that the baby wasn't the only one going home in diapers after the 7-year-old cake. I want to thank Jane, Brooke, and Justin. After show with Jane Krakowski from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt up on Netflix and Brooke Lawton from Below Deck Man. Jess Glynn has a new single. It's called Always in Between, and it's out in September. And I love the cover.
Give me some.
Great. I'm sure that I will love the music as much as I love the cover. Okay, so also Colin is here from Below Deck Mad, and it turns out Colin told me during the break that we actually met on Fire Island, which scares me a little bit. Tell me about that.
No, we met at Fire Island because we hold packages, you know, like...
Okay.
And so we had a package for an A. Cohen. So as a joke, we thought it would be funny if it was Andy. So I'm docking the ferry to the Pines, and there's no one on the dock, and all I see is this guy just popping. With just his bathing suit on, just his ass popping. I'm like, Andy's, that's his package. So you come down the dock, you know, your little Speedo you got.
And first of all, I was not wearing a Speedo.
It was short.
No, Brooke knows my bathing suit taste. I wear short trunks.
Very short, yeah.
Yes.
So you come up. And it was like $3 for the package, and you didn't have any money on you. So you were like,
wait,
you
know, why did I have to pay for the package?
Because, I don't know, that's the business.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right.
So you turn around to some random guy behind you asking for $3, and then you gave it to me.
The guy gave me $3?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you owed him back or anything.
I'm sure I didn't. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so
it was
that's
funny.
When we met.
Yeah,
that
we met a couple years ago.
Crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm glad. That could have gone any direction. Let's go back to the phones. How funny that Brooke also knows my taste in swimwear.
I know, they're very nice.
Yes, she does, yes.
What's the name of those? It's a European cut, isn't it?
No, it's like they're
like
these
little briefs,
Gant,
right?
Shorts. They're like, they're
those
not briefs.
Short.
They're not Speedos. Okay, let's go to the phones. Call her, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Jamie calling from Bonnie Lake, Washington.
Ooh, that sounds like a pretty place. What's your question?
It's right next to Mount Rainier. It's gorgeous.
Oh.
My question is for Jane real quick, but I was wondering if you can say hi, Mathis, to my 2-year-old. He's obsessed with you.
Wait, your 2-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Your 2-year-old is obsessed with Jane?
No, with you, Andy. That was...
Oh. What is his name? What's his name?
Mathis.
Massive?
Mathis.
Yes.
Mathis.
Oh, Mathis.
I think.
Hey, Mathis, it's me, your friend Andy.
Oh,
Mathis.
Oh,
sorry.
Hope you're good, buddy.
And me, you're non-fib.
You know what? You're fan too, Jane.
Kids watch this show thinking it's like a cartoon because it's so crazy. I get more videos of kids watching this. Anyway, what's your question for Jane?
I've actually DM'd you a video of him watching you on Instagram.
Oh. But
see, I don't lie. What's your question?
My question is for Jane. Without saying who it is, what is the worst behavior you've witnessed from a 30 Rock guest star?
Without saying who it is.
Without saying who it is. Wow. I have to say, I feel like I could answer that question immediately with an Ally McBeal guest star.
Okay, do that.
Can I do that? Because I feel I don't know if we had people that were that sort of rough.
Yeah, we'll take the Ally.
So but how do I do it without saying who they were?
Yeah, just say what the behavior was. And,
So the behavior was really not talking to anybody in between takes, being very cold and quiet. And then when I went up to make small talk, which was what I thought I knew about this person, I said just one fact and they were like, no. And then that was it.
Wow.
And then we filmed for another 15 hours.
Wow. How horrible.
It wasn't great.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Karen from Boston, and my question is for Brooke.
Okay.
Why do you think Joao and Hannah can't get along? And did it bother you at all when he broke that glass?
What was the last one?
Why can't they get along, and did it bother you that he broke the glass?
I think the biggest issue is that they're both real alphas, like, in personality, and I think they clash a lot. They're both fighting for the sort of, that sort of ego, I don't know, they just butt heads a lot because of that. And the glass thing, I think, was an accident, I have to say. I really do, yeah.
Yeah.
There was stemware in those amazing fancy restaurants, all super thin, and...
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the tape, he wasn't listening. It was loud. It was busy, and he broke it. And I really think it was totally unconnected. So,
By the way, I love your earrings.
Thank you.
Very pretty. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Giovanna from sunny San Diego.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Jane Krakowski.
Okay.
Jane, on this season of New York Housewives, have you been Team Bethany or Team Carol?
Oh, good question. Now, Jane does live in Carol's building.
Correct.
Yes.
So I don't really want any sort of tension
friction
in the hallway.
Yeah.
My bigger question with that is, what are they actually fighting about?
Right.
I mean, I'm not sure what the... It's just because they're no longer friends.
Right.
She's closer with Tinsley now, but I sort of feel like Carol gets a new best friend every season.
Right.
Because first, you know, she swapped. And then Ramona, and then...
And Bethany.
Yes,
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Hallie. I'm calling from Manhattan.
Hey, what's your question?
My question's for Jane. First, I want to thank you for being such a powerful female comedian, because it means everything.
Thank you.
My question is, there have been a lot of reboots lately. Have there been any discussions about an Ally McBeal revival or reboot?
I actually read an article. I didn't hear this in person, but I did read an article that David Kelly thought it would be a really great reboot right now, but David Kelly thought that he shouldn't be the one to write it, who created and wrote every single episode solely of Ally McBeal.
Right,
but he thought, like, it was, because of the times we're in right now, it was a proper story to be rebooted, but with a very strong female writer.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but I just only read his article and take on it, not any real talk about it.
Gina R. emailed, Brooke, do you think it was fair that Casey still accepted the tip when she was sick the whole time? And what would you do in that situation?
It's a really hard one to say, but I think, you know, she's not a yachtie, so she doesn't really know the etiquette when it comes to that. I mean, we're a team, so we all pull together, fair enough. You know, it wasn't her fault she was sick. She wanted to be there, and she wasn't, but it's...
Jenna W. wants to know, Brooke, do you think Conrad's relationship with Hannah is authentic, or is it simply because you have limited options at sea?
I think that comes into it a lot in yachting anyway.
Right, it does.
It's not just Conrad and Hannah. I think it's like, oh, who's cute? Who likes me?
Exactly. No, you're on a boat. I'm telling you. You've got to do what you got.
Exactly.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like going on a movie set or something.
Yes,
you go away
no,
for
exactly.
3 months and you're... It's kind of like no man's land in a way. Your real life isn't
exactly.
there.
And, by the way, there's no hornier a place than a boat. It's true.
It's the motion, I think.
The motion of the ocean. Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Cindy. I'm calling from Wichita, Kansas. And Andy, I turned 50 just a couple weeks before you. You're my spirit animal, and I absolutely adore you.
Oh, Cindy, I adore you back. I love how strong your voice is. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. I got a question for Brooke.
Okay.
What is the most outrageous demand that you've ever gotten from a celebrity client, and was it Andy?
Wow.
I mean, my biggest demand is like more rosé, and can I flirt with the gingies?
I know, and I'm like, well, I want to flirt with him, Andy. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think the most demanding thing, I don't know, it's really hard to say for confidentiality things, but things like, you know, hookers, drugs, things I'm uncomfortable with.
Right, really? So yeah. you have gotten requests for those.
Yeah, many times.
Many times?
Many times.
Were those situations where you were a chief stew, or are there some boats where you're a chief stew?
Yeah, I was a chief stew following the boat that I met you on. So
oh, really?
From then on, I've always done that.
You left to go be a chief stew?
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So that may have been interesting then, coming on this boat and then working for Hannah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I understand now. I want to thank Jane Krakowski and Brooke. And everybody get Justice for All the Colors in Between. And the single is out now. I'll Be There Now. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.